the New Testament. Reading of Scripture this week comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. Now, this is after the resurrection, and Jesus had been seen by many. And now Jesus appears to the seven disciples. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. And this is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there. Simon, Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, Nathanael, and they were from Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they said. And they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, the disciples saw Jesus standing on the beach, but they couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Friends, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw your net out on the right side of the boat, and you'll get plenty of fish." So they did. And they couldn't draw in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic because he was stripped for work. He jumped into the water and he swam ashore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only out about 300 feet. And when they got there, they saw a charcoal fire burning, and fish were frying over it, and there was bread. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish that you just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, and there was 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't been torn. "Now, come and have breakfast," Jesus said. And no one dared to ask him if he was really the Lord, because they were sure of it. Then Jesus served them the bread and fish, and this was the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples since he had been raised from the dead. Jesus challenged Peter. Verse 15, "And after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Oh, yes, Lord,' Peter replied. 'You know I love you.' 'Then feed my lambs,' Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' 'Oh, yes, Lord, you know I love you.' 'Then take care of my sheep,' Jesus said." Yeah, wasn't it interesting? It's wonderful. And once more he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that Jesus asked the question a third time, and he said, "Lord, you know everything, and you know I love you." Then Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. The truth is, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked and to go wherever you wanted. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands, and others will direct you and take you where you don't want to go." Verse 19. Jesus said this to let him know what kind of death that he would die to glorify God. And then Jesus told him, "Follow me." You know, it's a wonderful story about God's love. And I think three times Peter's love for Jesus had failed. And then three times he had denied knowing his great friend, the Lord. In this touching interchange that I just shared with you, Jesus asked Peter three times to affirm his love and friendship. Not only was Jesus giving Peter a chance to redeem himself, but he was helping Peter see that love is more than just words. It's courageous and serving action. Peter's bold promise of love had wilted in the face of fear. But now I love the buts and the ifs. But now Jesus challenged him to make his love concrete by serving others. Love for God is expressed most powerfully in the commitment and the obedience of service. And if, think about this, if Jesus asked you, "Do you love me?" how would you answer? May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing, and a little Ralphieism included.